A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's top local story, special coverage with Dave and Dujanovic.
Oh, we got big news coming out of Capitol Hill today. I don't think there's going to be a special session to deal with the fireworks ban at all. You want to know why I think about it? Why I think that, Dave? House Speaker Brad Wilson tweeted, quote, he does not believe it's necessary for legislators to hold a special session at this time. He also said, quote, we've taken steps to empower local officials, and it's my hope leaders will determine what works best in their communities. So it's up to the individual cities and counties to determine their own bans.
Yeah.
That he didn't say that part. That was my part. I added that.
That was your addition.
That was my
addition. It's what's happening. We saw that with Mayor Jenny Wilson yesterday as she announced fire restrictions and firework bans across the county. It's what State Senator Todd Weiler said on our show yesterday. He said, listen, you don't need the governor to step in. You don't need the legislators to step in. This is already being handled by the local fire marshals and city councils. You have all the power you want to restrict fireworks if you want.
Let's bring James Fuller. He's with TNT Fireworks into the conversation. Good morning, James.
Good morning, David. How are you doing? And Dad, how are you doing?
We're doing well. So I suppose you're happy to see the House Speaker saying that we don't need a special session to ban fireworks across the state?
Well, yes, we are. We're a 100-year-old company. We have deep roots in the state of Utah. We partner with 100 different small business owners, charities, church groups, teachers, school groups, and youth sport leagues all over the state. And those folks are so excited that they're going to be able to provide fireworks to local communities. But we respect and understand the concerns that local municipal mayors, city leaders, and the Governor Cox has raised. And we're on the show today to tell you, look, we think you ought to have local control on fireworks. We think that the responsible parents that use these fireworks can do it safely. We fully recognize in the state of Utah right now we have some dry weather. So we're asking everybody out there, if you buy fireworks, make sure you buy them from a licensed dealer like TNT Fireworks. We're family-owned. We have lots of small business partners out there you can help benefit charities. But secondly, and most importantly, use common sense, be safe, be thoughtful, and be responsible. Be thoughtful to your neighbors. You know, some of these fireworks make noise. They can disturb people that are veterans or have animals. So be thoughtful when you use them. Follow the laws. Don't use them before 3 days before the 4th. Don't use them after 3 days for the 4th. This year, be responsible and be vigilant. Pay attention to where you're going to do your show. And we know it's arid and it's dry. So TNT is going to ask you to do a couple things. Don't light fireworks without having a water source near you. Pick a location that has concrete, pavement, your neighborhood road, a parking lot, your driveway. And we believe with 100% confidence, if you're just using some common sense rules, you can use fireworks this year and do it safely and not create a potential risk for fire. So that's our big message today. We want everybody to be smart, responsible, thoughtful, and safe.
Now, James, this isn't necessarily a new problem for you guys. I mean, you sell fireworks in a desert, right? I mean,
yes, sir.
A drought
yes,
and dry sir. Areas has been a problem for a long time. How do you balance this, though? Because we're especially dry this year. Is it a good time, or is it even possible to say, you know what, this year is the year we just got to say no to fireworks?
It's a great question. We believe Utah and the state worked really hard to give local control to local communities, and the mayors have the ability to make decisions on where to restrict these fireworks uses and where fireworks are safe and able to be used. We also think parents in Utah need to be smart. When you're at the fireworks stand, ask good questions. If you're adjacent to a large field or to wildlife, maybe you make a decision to go to your uncle's house or your brother's house or the parents' house. You know, think about the proximity of your location where you intend to use fireworks. And if this year it's more arid than normal in that location, find another location. If your city has restricted fireworks in certain areas of the city, respect those rules. Respect the leadership of your community that has taken the decision to restrict the use. So we think if, as long as you pay attention, you follow the rules, you can get access through the local city websites to understand exactly where these restrictions are in place. If you have any concerns at all about whether a firework is illegal or not, whether or not a firework should be used in the proximity of a larger area of dry grass, just call any one of our booths, come by any one of our stores or booths, and we'll give you some good, thoughtful advice on how to be safe this year and what kind of fireworks you should use for the location you plan to use them in.
Well, for residents of Salt Lake County, the mayor, Mayor Wilson, announced yesterday there's an interactive map that's online at the Salt Lake County website, and I used it yesterday. I entered my own home address. Now, I happen to know that my city is meeting tonight to make a decision as to whether to ban fireworks in certain areas. So it said yesterday that I could light fireworks off in my community. But the mayor, as she said, James, you got to check that daily because
That's right.
It can be updated at a moment's notice as city councils sit in discussion about fireworks bans across the state. But that is available at Salt Lake County's website. James Fuller with TNT Fireworks. I want to get into this letter that you sent to the governor. It's dated June 16th, so you sent it just a couple of days ago. It says, greetings from TNT Fireworks. And then about four paragraphs down, you say, while we recognize and respect that you personally are opposed to the use of consumer fireworks due to the associated risks, we hope your personal views on fireworks use would not preclude our partnership on this important education campaign. It seems as though you want to launch a public education campaign. Have you heard back from the governor or any of anybody in the governor's office on that?
Well, so we have not yet heard back from the governor, but we intend to try to reach out to the governor again today. We've also reached out to a couple of members and leaders of the House and the Senate and the Utah legislature, because we do sympathize and understand and respect that the governor needs to get the message out to his constituents. And what better messenger in the state of Utah than your governor and your leadership in the legislature to say, hey, make sure you take some individual responsibility here. Be thoughtful in looking around your location and making sure you can practice fireworks safely. That may require you to look at a different location because either one, the community is restricted it or not. Two, we want to make sure you know how to find that information out. Now, who better than the mayors and the governors to talk like that and to help consumers make sure they're making smart legal choices. And so, yeah, we would be very happy to work with the governor on an education campaign and to get these safety messages out to every consumer, because there's not any manufacturer of fireworks who wants anyone to be harmed. We don't want anyone to violate a law unknowingly by either using a firework that's not legal in the state of Utah or by purchasing fireworks and then using them in a location where the local jurisdiction has placed restrictions.
Yeah, so that's bad business for everybody, right?
That's right.
Well, the governor said one thing, and it kind of stood out to me. Let me play a soundbite for you.
Yes, sir.
Really quick, hang on.
I would encourage you to not do fireworks this year. Just save them for next year.
He said, still support local businesses, buy fireworks, but then maybe store them for a safer time. Is it safe to store fireworks?
We get this question a lot, and there can be safe practices with regard to storage of fireworks, but we do not recommend you do that in a home. We do not recommend you use your garage, by way of example, to store fireworks. The individual products themselves are quite steady and do not necessarily pose a risk being stored. But what you never know is what other kind of combustible might take hold in a garage, especially a place like Utah where you can get quite hot during the summers. So we don't recommend storing fireworks for a long period of times in very dry areas where you may have the proximity to other combustibles. So what we would encourage our consumers to do is make sure that they're responsible. think about the location they're proposing to use, make sure it's legal to use it in that location, and then you make sure you have a water source nearby. And if you do those safe steps, we respectfully disagree with the governor. If you use those safe steps, you're in a legal location, we would believe you can do fireworks this year with your family and your friends and enjoy it like you have every other year and do it safely and protect our shared environment. Now, one other point I didn't raise, and I've got to raise it for you because this is important on behalf of our company to all of our consumers. When you're done, please douse down every one of those used articles. Water them down with your fire hose, and then here's the rule. If you got some kids, put them to work. Pick up your mess. Please, please, please pick up all of your spent items. Don't leave them on the floor. Don't leave them on the ground. Don't leave them at a park. Don't leave them near the trash can. Put them in a bag, watered down, completely out of any heat emissions, and put them in an appropriate disposal location. That's what good, responsible citizens do.
James Fuller, thank you so much for joining us with TNT Fireworks.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.